The thin man walked into our tomb like a shadow of the dead. At every door he knocked and asked for some money or some bread. Behind him was a girl so fair, a slender maid in white. A ragged dress hung on her shoulder, and her legs were long and lithe. Her cheeks were high, her skin was pale, her eyes were dark as night. I asked if I could walk beside her, and she nodded that I might. She said, I hate to see my father walk the grass with his feet bare. In other lands, he always rides upon a tall black mare. In his hand, a set of scales of gold, how they shine. When he's abroad, I love to see him so terrible and fine. Well, the weary weeks had tinned their toll, and she stumbled and I caught her. And I fell with willing heart into the arms of hunger's daughter. Barely took it in. Her hair on my pillow soft, her fingers on my skin. They stood in line and they queued for food outside in the street. I traced the outline of her body beneath my cotton sheets. I knew that some would curse the ill fate that had brought her, and I caught the cloying smell of death upon the breath of hunger's daughter. Who bear the blame, those who bear the blame. Sleeping breath came in gasps beside me where she lay. Somewhere abroad, her father galloped his black horse across the plains. I held her gently to my side, shoulders thin and gaunt, her pallid skin aflame with dreams of scarcity and want. Her father raged throughout the land, somewhere far across the water. And I placed a shallow kiss upon the lips of hunger's daughter. Yes, I placed a shallow kiss upon the lips of hunger's daughter. Hey!